once a jolly swagman can buy a billabong under the shade of a coolabah tree. And he sang as he watched and waited till his billy boiled. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. And he sang as he watched and waited till his billy boiled. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me.
How did you feel when you left your home country?
I had a bit of sadness, but I also felt very excited about having new opportunities and traveling to a place that I'd never been to before.
Were there any risks in your migration?
I suppose we could have lost all our possessions, and that would have been hard to cope with, but that didn't happen. And the biggest risk, I suppose, was when we migrated, we didn't know where we were going to live, so we had to live in a hotel for a while, for a couple of months, which felt very strange for my children. And the main thing that was hard for us was leaving our family and friends behind and not knowing when we would return, so there was that risk of feeling a bit lonely.
Was it an opportunity to come to Qatar or not?
Yes, it was a very good opportunity because we had the chance of creating something new and exciting, the Qatar Music Academy, that I wouldn't have been able to do if I had stayed in the UAE where I was in Abu Dhabi. We didn't have the same amount of musical opportunities, and there was no orchestra in Abu Dhabi, and there is the wonderful Qatar Philharmonic Orchestra here, which we get to.
This was an interview to Anna Marie by Nacho and Khaled. Hope you enjoyed it.